The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So hello everyone, and welcome to our meditation together. And I appreciate all the chats and the greetings. Very warm, very heartening to come here and see them all. So, the theme this week is the karmic stream and the dharmic stream. And the two are related. And what I'd like to emphasize for this meditation is that one of the physical ways of seeing the manifestation of karma or feeling the impact of karma is in physical tension. Most forms of physical tension that we have is a consequence of the karmic activities of the mind. The way we hold on to our ideas, our thoughts, our resistances, our aversions. And so as we relax the body, then the more relaxed we become while we stay alert and clear, then that makes room for the dharmic stream to flow. The more tense we are, the more we obscure it or block it from view or block the stream from flowing. So part of the advantage of relaxing is it opens up and allows something to flow, something to move through us. Something gentle and peaceful. Something that shows us the possibility of living with ease, with freedom, with calm, with peace, with equanimity. All these things that are kind of that clear the channels, clear the obstructions from the flow of life. So to relax at the beginning of meditation is doing much more than just preparing for meditation. It's beginning to shift the karmic stream so that it doesn't interfere with the development of meditation and the development of that dharma stream. So assuming a meditation posture, and maybe rocking back and forth a bit, and side to side, and maybe even forward and backwards, rotating around, partly to relax, but partly also to kind of feel your way into your body until you find a posture that feels balanced, aligned, alert. And part of the advantage, if you're sitting upright, part of the advantage of that for relaxing is that an upright sitting posture has more room for the body, the shoulders, to relax and soften. If we're collapsed in some way or scrunched over, it makes relaxing more difficult, deep relaxation more difficult. Sometimes to relax deeply, it has to take a while, maybe weeks or months, to build up a little strength in the torso. So the strength holds us upright and allows for this deeper letting go. Gently closing your eyes and scanning through the body to see what adjustments can you make now to let the body be more at ease. Is there any tensions or holdings in the muscles that you can relax? Maybe in the belly. Maybe the shoulders. Maybe the face. And then to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Let the breaths be long enough that it gets your mind's attention. Let the exhale be long enough so that your mind now gets interested in breathing more than interested in its thoughts. And as you exhale, can you relax deeply inside? And then letting the breathing return to normal. In a way of attuning yourself, aligning yourself with your breathing. Every time you exhale for the next little while, relax, gently relax parts of your body. Maybe feeling a part on the inhale and relaxing on the exhale. Maybe relaxing the muscles around the face. Maybe the muscles around the neck. Maybe there are micro relaxations that are possible. Staying with the rhythm of breathing in and out, and as you exhale, relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing down the arms into the hands. As hands become soft. Kind of loose hands. You might even kind of move your fingers slightly to loosen them up there. And the exhale, softening the shoulders. And don't expect that you can relax completely, just as far as it'll go, even if it's a micro relaxation. As you exhale, soften, relax the chest. Relax deep in the heart. Soften the belly. And down your legs, if there's any holding there, can you release it? And is there any physical tension that comes from some mental tension you have, mental strain, pushing, pressure, the pressure to think? And as you exhale, relax that as well. And then to now settle into your breathing. As you exhale, relax the exhale. Relax the parts of the body involved in exhaling. As you inhale, can you slightly allow the inhale to be softer, gentler? Relaxing, softening. And if you find yourself thinking and drifting off in thought, let go, and as you let go back into your breathing. And let yourself be centered. With breathing at the center, centered on breathing. And with all the relaxation we've done, maybe some of the body will feel a nice flow of energy or nice softness or... And so we're breathing now within a field. That's more relaxed, softer, flowing, one breath at a time. And as we come to the end of this meditation, the ability to stay relaxed, to be calm, can be part of our gift that we provide others. If we go through the world anxious, distressed, upset, in a sense we're teaching the world that this is a useful way to be. If we go through the world at ease or calm or confident in our ability to meet the world, we have a very different effect on those around us. We see this particularly the case with young children and their parents. If the parents are anxious, it teaches the children that the world is a frightening place. And to know that we can care for ourselves, care for challenges and difficulties so much better if we stay calm, if we're able to stay relaxed. And to offer that to others as a gift, that there's a different way of being in the world that is not anxious, is not upset and distressed, dismayed. Be the kind of person that people relax around, feel safe around. And may it be that through this meditation practice we do, that our presence in the world is a gift to others. Doesn't have to be so conscious or intentional if we're calm, if we're relaxed. It's just who we are. May it be that this practice we do, through the practice we do, that we're able to make this world a better place. May we support the possibility for all beings to be happy, all beings to be safe, all beings to be peaceful, and all beings to be free. And being relaxed is more likely to support that than being tense. Thank you.